so I was like notoriously bad at French when I was in school. Mostly, I think, because when I first went to the secondary school that I did my GCSEs in, they did French and I did Spanish in my other school. So for the first 3 years, I did Spanish, then I moved schools.
That seems pretty unfair.
They did say, like, when I was going for my interview, like, this is a really big concern for us.
Rightly so, apparently.
They were like, will you be able to keep up?
Yeah.
And, like, sort of catch up with, like, how much French do you know? And I was like, I know nothing whatsoever. I know, like, I thought I knew, like, one, two, three, but like, I apparently been pronouncing that completely wrong. And I knew, like, bonjour. And that was it. But, like, I somehow, like, I assured the teacher that, like, I was very intelligent and I can catch up.
You would pick it up easily.
No problem. And they were a little bit like, but then, like, I got my SATs results back and they're like, yep, come and join us.
Okay.
They were happy with that. But then when I actually got to the French class, I was like, I don't care about French. I just have no interest in learning it whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I said to the French teacher, look, I don't know any French and I don't want to know any French.
I like your candid honesty to your teacher.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to be honest. Like, I'd be much happier and be a better use of my time if you just let me sit at the back of the class, nice and quiet, and I'll just get on with, like, doing, like, my maths homework or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do other stuff more worthwhile. And she was like, fine.
Really?
Like, whatever. Fine. Yeah.
Are you joking? I would not expect that reaction at all.
She just didn't care. She was like, okay, just do whatever.
No wonder you didn't care about French if your teacher didn't care.
Yeah. And, like, my class was, like, I was put into, like, the lower set.
Yeah.
So just to have someone who was mildly interested in learning, even if it wasn't French.
Like, it was a shock.
Yeah. She was like, okay, whatever you need to do, like, I'll support you. Like, she just didn't care. So for 2 years... Yeah, that's what I did. In fact, half of that time I just spent reading Lord of the Rings. And she was perfectly happy with that as well.
That sounds like a much better use of time, though, to be honest with you. Yeah. I would have quite happily done that in French. Yeah.
So for 2 years, reading Lord of the Rings, or just, like, doing my maths, science homework, whatever. I didn't do any French whatsoever. Oh, I think I just used to sit with, like, my headphones on, so nothing sort of filtered through or anything. Like,
couldn't even possibly take anything in it.
And then toward the end of the GCSE years, and we had to hand in coursework, my teacher was like, okay, like, where's your coursework? And I was like, well,
didn't even know you were meant to be doing coursework. Like,
what are you talking about? And she's like, no, well, you should do coursework. Like, you know this. I was like, I don't know this at all. Like, I've paid no attention to you. You paid no attention to me. Like, you should be thankful for anyone coming to this class. Like, I don't even know why I'm here. But I went, like, every day. Well, every time we had it. And she's like, you have to do the coursework.
Like, what was the coursework?
The coursework was we had to write out a statement of just like a about me.
An A4
piece of, like, my name's Matthew, I have two brothers, I live in London, I enjoy going to cinema, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, okay.
She was like, just, like, really basic, simple stuff. Like, it doesn't have to be amazing, just do that. And I was like, I don't even know how to say my name is Matthew. In French.
I do now. Yeah, fair enough, but only
because, like, when I met Erica, she was like, what the fuck, you don't know any French whatsoever. She kind of forced me to learn some basic stuff, so, like, I know, I think je m'appelle Matthew.
Correct.
And I know, like, dog is, like, le chien.
I think so. I did French as well for, like, a couple of years.
I only know that
kind of
from
gone.
Like a David Bowie song. So that's I know, like, a cat is, like, le chat.
Okay.
Jesus,
I am seeing your level of French now, though, so I'm now believing everything you're telling me.
That's it. I know, like, je m'appelle Matthew as, like, a sentence, if there's a sentence.
Yeah, it is.
Other than that, just, like, random nouns. Okay. I don't know, like, days of the week.
Yeah, how to put any of it together, or how to ask what the time is, or...
No idea.
Yeah.
I know, like... What's the thank you? Merci.
Merci,
I know that. I went to Paris for a few days, and, like, so that's all I said. Merci.
Yeah.
Merci.
Again, a few days in the country doesn't really help.
I'm trying to think of, like, please. I don't know. No, that's Spanish.
S'il vous plaît.
No idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's awful.
Oh my god.
And it feels, I feel, like, really ashamed, like, being in England and not knowing.
Yeah.
that whatsoever. Like, I know, like, people our age who used to do, like, French classes when they were in primary school.
Yeah.
But my primary school, like...
We did that.
Being in year 10 was my first proper exposure to any sort of French.
That is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I have to say. I mean...
It can't just be me. It must be, like, everyone who went to my primary school and everyone who went to my second... No, my first absolutely. Secondary
but
school.
Also, I just don't think that the importance is put on languages in this country anyway. So it's kind of... Unless it's forced upon you in some way.
Yeah,
You don't kind of need to, do you? You go to France, most people speak A-level of English.
Yeah. It's kind of like arrogance like that.
It is a bit, but, you know... But it's quite nice for us.
Yeah. It's very, it's very handy speaking English. So, like, when I first actually started to learn Japanese...
Yeah.
I found that incredibly difficult just because I'd never really learned how to speak another language.
Yeah.
So just like breaking down like what a language is made up of, like sort of like verbs and like past tense and blah, blah, blah. You don't really study that like when you're studying English.
No, you don't. Which I always find really strange actually, but you don't.
So like I first started to learn Japanese about 10 years ago now. No more than that. About 15 years ago now.
Yeah.
And that the learning curve straight off was like so difficult because it was like not just learning Japanese but learning how to learn the language. So it's kind of
crazy. I don't know many people whose level of Japanese is far on the level of French in this country.
I can happily sit down and have like a full-on conversation for like an hour in Japanese, but French le chat. That's it. So anyway, my French teacher is like, You have to do, no matter how bad it is, just you have to do it.
Yeah.
It's like I wouldn't even know where to begin. We didn't have like Google Translate or anything like
that. I was gonna say Babel Fish, like, no?
Maybe, but like, yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
So she was like, just she kept on like badgering me over like a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, have you done it yet? Have you done it? And I was like, no. She's like, okay, like worst comes to the worst, you have to record because we have to teach like your speaking as well.
Yeah.
So you have to go and like go to the hall and record your speech. And I was like, I don't
how is that better than having to write something down, like, oh okay, you can't write this down in French, but go and speak it, you know, go record exactly. yourself.
Oh, we also had like the, I can't remember if it's the oral or oral exam,
mm-hmm.
where like we just go into like a
I remember having this.
The teacher just like asks you loads of questions and you respond.
Yeah.
And this was a different teacher. This was the head of French, who was actually my form teacher. And I think she thought I was like really on the money with it, but I wasn't at all. And I think like at that moment she was like, oh shit, like you don't know anything. Like she asked me something and I just shrugged silently. And then I think like the penny dropped and she was like, then like she would ask something and then she would mime like nodding or like shaking her head.
Oh wow.
So then she was like blah 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 blah, and I was like yeah, and she was like wee. I was like, oh wee. And then like blah blah blah, blah.
I'm quite impressed at your lack of French knowledge.
I always thought it was non.
Yeah.
You don't pronounce the second N.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all. So up until about like 3 years ago, I kept on saying like non, non, non. And like Erica's little brother was like speaking quite a bit of French.
Yeah.
So like often like I'd say to him, he'd say like, oh, you want to go watch a film or something? I'd be like, non. And he thought that was really funny and like used to say it back to me. And after like a few months, he was like, so what language is non? I was like, I thought I was speaking French to you. And he's like, not at all. It's like, oh... So,
oh my god, that's brilliant.
So yeah, my oral exam was just I guess it's oral because you listening to the teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
Was just like, yeah, nodding, shaking, occasionally throwing in a wee.
Bit of a car crash.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was agreeing to, or disagreeing to. And then at one point, my actual French teacher, just got like really annoyed. It was like, right. Like, time is up. You have to go to the hall right now.
Okay.
Take this tape recorder.
Yeah.
Just record anything.
But this is just ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. So I just went into the hall, which is really awkward because it's like a big empty school hall with occasionally like a teacher or a student like walking through the hall to go somewhere. So I had to like find myself like a little corner behind the piano. Crouch down because like I was so embarrassed.
Notice.
Crouch down. Press record. I started with... Bonjour, Matthew. And then proceeded to fill about like 3 minutes worth of tape of blah, 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 je blah, 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 blah.
You're just saying like French food, like croissant.
I think, you know, I feel like baguette. It was like that scene in Friends where Joey thinks he's learning French.
Yeah.
It was exactly like that.
Seriously, that's amazing.
I just blah 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 blah. And then just handed that into my teacher.
Oh, no.
And then we had, like, the final written exam. Mm-hmm. I just didn't even bother going to that. Because I thought, what's the point? Like, I'm not going to waste, like, three hours of my time just staring
sitting
at
there.
Some... Yeah, sitting there, looking at a piece of paper that I have no idea what it means.
Yeah.
Come the morning of the exam, I don't bother going in. I just have, like, a lie-in at home, like, relax. I get a phone call. It's from my French teacher.
Yeah.
And she's like, where are you? Like, the exam has started. I was like, what do you mean, why am I? I'm at home, obviously. You just phone me.
Yeah, where are you? Oh.
And she's like, why don't you come in? I was like, why do you think?
It
come
sounds
on.
Like the worst teacher in the world.
She was.
Sounds like she was terrible.
Miss, I'm going to name and shame her.
Yeah, do it.
Miss Oliver,
you were rubbish.
Yeah, she was like, why aren't you here? I was like, because, like, why would I be there? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like,
did she listen to your French tape before bringing you up to say come into the exam?
I don't know. Probably not. I think, like, the deadline was that day, so
no.
I don't know if I've just invented this memory, but I have, like, a vague memory of her, like, throwing it into, like, a jiffy bag, ready to go straight
taping
off.
Taping it straight up and, like,
yeah. Not looking at it at all, not even rewinding it or whatever. But then, amazingly, come results day...
Yeah.
I managed to pass myself a G. Which, for my international listeners, is not a fail in this country.
Really?
Yeah, so for GCSE...
I have to be honest, I was not particularly aware that G existed.
Yeah, so G is the lowest mark that you can get before you get a U, which
yeah,
is ungraded.
Probably
and
U,
that's,
yeah.
That's a fail. But like a F is still a pass. F here doesn't mean fail.
Yeah.
It just means... It's,
yeah, it's
very
just like
low
you
down.
Do very well, yeah.
And if you get a G, yeah, that's the lowest. I don't know if that's still the case now, because GCSEs have completely changed since.
Yeah.
They're all like now like marked 1 to 9 these days.
Oh, I've got a clue now, yeah. And A-levels all... have got A-star, which is just
really
strange.
Yeah. but back in the day, G was the lowest I could possibly scrape, which I did.
Amazing. That was for the bonjour at the beginning of the tape.
I guess it's just for the bonjour. And maybe like someone had written my name on the paper, because
yeah.
You used to get marks for like writing your name on the GCSE
true
paper.
Actually
so,
bizarre,
or like my occasional we and non like got me some marks.
The non
yeah. I don't know, but yeah, so despite knowing almost no French, I'm actually the proud owner of a G in GCSE French.
Well done.